In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, with me here, I have a poster, a photo. I want you to tell me the name of this person on this poster. For those at the back, are you able to see? Who is this one? Who is this one?
Pope Francis.
Very good. Hello, who is this one?
Pope Francis.
Who is Pope Francis? So, my dear friends, today we are celebrating the feast called Dedication of the Lateran Basilica. We are celebrating the feast of the church where the Pope celebrates Mass. This church is called Lateran Basilica. It is called Saint John. And Saint John is the church of Pope Francis. Just like here in the Catholic Diocese of Bundoora, we have a church for the bishop. What is the name of the church for the bishop? What do you call the church in Bundoora where the bishop celebrates Mass? Very good. It's called Christ the King Church. So the Pope's church is called number one Saint John, and it is called Lateran Basilica. When they say basilica, they are talking about a very big church. A very big church is called basilica. And the church where the bishop celebrates Mass is called Cathedral. And in Bundoora, it's called Christ the King. Where the Pope celebrates Mass is called Basilica. What of us?
Basilica.
And where the bishop celebrates Mass is called Cathedral.
Cathedral.
Very good. Just like here, in this church, where our Father celebrates Mass, it is called a church or a parish, and it is called Saint Lawrence. So, the Pope has a church, which is called Basilica, and it is called Saint John. The Bishop of Bundoora has a church. It is called Cathedral, and it is also called Christ the King. Father here, our parish priest has a church here. It is called St. Lawrence, and it is called a church and a parish. But today, we are celebrating the feast of the church of the Pope. The question is, why are we celebrating this feast? Because this is the first church in the Catholic Church. Why?
Because this is the first church in the Catholic Church.
So the church of the Pope is the first church in the Catholic Church. That's why we are celebrating this feast today. And because this is the church of the Pope. Number two, we are reminded in the gospel of today that we must respect the church. We must He came outside and he found people were selling goats, they were selling cows, they were selling chickens, they were selling so many things. And some of them were changing the money because other people were coming from other places where they were using different currencies. So when they came to Jerusalem, they wanted to change the money so that they can buy what they wanted. The selling of the things was not only happening outside the church, but also inside the church. That's why Jesus was annoyed, and Jesus started beating the people in the church because they were not respecting the church. That's why today we have our memory verse, which is coming from the Gospel of John. And our memory verse is from John chapter 2, verse 16. Our memory verse is what?
John chapter 2, verse 16.
Very good. For us from St. Michael's, our memory verse is what? Your father is not getting you again. Who can tell us what the memory verse is saying? Get these things out of here. Stop telling my father's house to do a marketplace. Who can say that? Get
these things out of
here. Stop taking my father's
house. Get these things out of here. Stop
taking
my father's house.
Show it up for me. So now all the money comes from the money together.
Get these things out of here.
Shall we stand up and we will tell the holy childhood from God's center? Holy childhood from God's door, shall we stand up? Shall we go?
Get it?
Very good. Not for them. sentidas cada no quanto a termo de Deus, ok?
Are not supposed to make noise, we are not supposed to fight.
said, number one, if you want to be a priest, when you pass near the change, or when you see a change, make the sign of the cross. That was number one. Whenever I pass near the change on the road, I look up the change. I always used to make the sign of the cross. Do you do that?
Yes.
Do you do that?
No.
This is what my mother taught me. And I think this is the reason why I am a priest. Clap for me. The second thing my mama told me that when you go to the church, know that in the church this is where God lives. This is where God stays. And my mama told me that when you go at the church, the best thing before you start greeting the people at the church, go straight inside the church, kneel down. Make the sign of the cross and pray. A short prayer. Talk to God and then go out and greet other people and attend the meeting. You do that? Why? So what I used to do, if you ask the priest here, they are going to tell you that when we were at your age, this is what we used to do. When you go to church, you go straight inside the church. You kneel down and you pray. And you talk to God. And then afterwards, that's when you go outside for the meeting and for other activities. And I used to do that. And this is the reason why I became a priest, because I was talking to God and God blessed me. And whenever I went in the church alone, I would tell God that I want to be a priest. What would you like to be when you grow up? If you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a nurse, if you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a pilot, if you want to be a priest, if you want to be a sister, what are you supposed to do? When you pass near the church, because the church, that's where God stays, you are supposed to make the sign of the
cross.
Who are going to do that? Let us put up our hands. Okay. When you pass near the church, what are you supposed to do?
To make the sign of the cross.
Very good. And when you go to the church, what are you supposed to do?
Kneel down the church, kneel down the hands, make the sign of the cross and pray.
When you go to the church, you go straight inside the church, kneel down, make the sign of the cross and pray and tell God what you want to become. And God is going to bless you and you're going to become what you want to become in your life. Who are going to be doing that? Raise up your hands. Then we will join up for ourselves. So as we conclude today, our memory verse is coming from which gospel?
John chapter 2:16.
Very good. Again?
John chapter 2:16.
What is it saying?
So many in my father's house, including my
then we would now only girls. The memory test is from
John chapter 2, verse 16.
Get to where the boys is, the boys are, and tell them. Get.
Holy childhood. Very good. I'm now going to ask the priest to stand up and to clap for you.
Reverend priest, let's clap for our holy childhood.
Thank you.